Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, it's February 13th, 2015, and I am back. I want to say hello to everyone. And tonight, as we venture into this genealogy lecture, we're going to talk about vacationing with the ancestors. Or your ancestors. This is very crucial. It is key to a successful genealogy journey. So as you travel down the genealogy trail, many a times you have answers, questions, you can't answer. And the only ones who can answer those questions are your ancestors. But in order to communicate with your ancestors, you must understand the essence of life and death. And what do I mean by that? Death is only a bridge to the afterlife. Energy, the life force that was in your ancestors, who were your mother, your father, your grandmother, grandfather, or great grandparents, and so forth and so on. That life force still exists. But many of you are not conscious of it. So you must become very conscious aware of your ancestors, of still being you. And what do I mean by being you? In our society, when your ancestors pass, they live inside of you. So you must be conscious of knowing that the blood inside of you, that DNA, is of your ancestors. So whatever consciousness they had, you have the ability to obtain. Now, when we deal with the spirit world, many a times they will reappear in the form of a ghostly image, and sometime they will reappear to you in the form of the flesh. But what you have to do is get rid of the fear factor. You can't be afraid. By no means be afraid of your ancestors, who was once your parents or great parents or great parents or great, 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 and so forth and so on. There are two types of energies in this world. There is fear, there is love. Fear handicaps you. Love blesses you. So on this journey of discovering who you are, by who your ancestors were, you got to develop that love energy for it. You must love finding, researching, love knowing about them. These things are crucial. These things are key. And these are the things you have to do. So I want you to relax your thoughts and your mind as I take you on this journey tonight of vacationing with your ancestors. Sometime we have to go back not only to the cemeteries, but you have to go back to that old house in the field or where that old house used to sit. And that's where you grew up. Or that's where your father grew up. Or that's where your grandmother grew up, or grandfather, and so forth and so on. You must reminisce back in those spots. Those places brings remnants of them back to life. You got to go remember where your mother, your father, your grandmother, or father walked you across a field. Or took you to a favorite fishing spot. Go to that spot and reminisce. Go to the old plum trees where we used to go. There's a scorpionine branch. Most people, bullets. Some people call them mustard dines. You want to go there and reminisce. If your father, grandfather took you hunting, you want to reminisce. Go look at that old weapon that he had. If your grandmother and your mother would go out in the yard and plant flowers, go out in the yard and reminisce about them planting flowers with you. This is how you vacation with your ancestors. Oh, brothers and sisters, it is a journey like no other. And go into the closet and pull that old hat out that your grandmother or your mother wear. Look at that old suit of hers. Look at that old hat of your grandfather or your father. If you still have it. These things, see, you must keep with you. Go smell that old coat. Go dust off the old hat. Dust off the old shoes that they wore. This is vacationing with your ancestors. These are the things you need to do to spark those neutrons in your membrane and to release that DNA of bringing you consciousness back that they are with you. And they are with you. When they're with you on the spiritual aspect of life. See, many of us has been so caught up into the physical world because that is what we have been taught. But my parents shared with me about the spirit of letting me know, son, when I leave you in the flesh, I will always be with you in the spirit. So it's up for me to understand what is the spiritual world. Daddy, how do I continue to communicate with you in spirit? Mama, how do I communicate with you in spirit? These things was taught to me. Things are very important, people. Sometimes you got to come up out of religion and get into spirituality. This is crucial. It is very important on this journey. Genealogy journey at one point in time turns into a spiritual walk. So you have to be on the spiritual path of getting to know your ancestors. That's why tonight I am taking you on a vacation. Pull out in your mind the old recipe that your grandmother made when she made that pound cake. Or that fruit cake. Or that macaroni. Reminiscing those holidays. This is how you bring that spirit of them back to life. These things are very important, people. This is the journey that you are on. Many a times you have to think about the think about. Sing that old song that your grandmother used to sing, or your mother, or your father sung, or grandfather. Hum like they used to hum. If they have an old automobile that's still sitting, go out and rub your hands across it, or sit in the passenger side. If that old car don't exist anymore, go look at a picture If you don't have a picture and you see one just like it, reminisce. That is the car. Daddy used to have one like that. My grandmother used to have one like that. My grandfather had one like that. This is a vacation with your ancestors. This journey is a peaceful journey. It's a loving journey. It's an embracing journey. So get on that geology trail and take that vacation to go visit your ancestors. And when you get out to the cemetery, on that headstone, mama, daddy, grandmama, granddaddy, so forth and so on, uncle, aunt, I'm here. How y'all doing? Reminisce and feel that cool breeze where your hair begin to stand up on the back of your neck sometime. Or you feel a little breeze coming up around your ankles and you have on long pants. That's just only a sign of them letting you know they acknowledge you. And then their spirit is present. Take time out and go clean the graves. Take time out and do a little painting. Take time out. Bring some of the food that they used to cook for you and sit down and feast at the cemetery with them. Don't be afraid. There's no need to be. They are forever with you because they dwell within you. You lived 500 years ago because your ancestor lived 500 years ago. They live today because you live. Because they live inside of you. These are the things in life that is precious, that should always be in remembrance of them, are your ancestors. It's crucial. For everything that you don't know, they know. For every illness in you, they know. What did grandmama take for it? What did granddaddy take? A very important. Don't forget these things when you're on this journey. There is no greater journey in life than knowing who you are, where you come from, what did your ancestors do. See, many a times people get caught up in the prejudice and races of things. These are your ancestors. I said it 1,000 times and I'll say it again. 200 years ago, you may have been a white man. 200 years ago, you may have been a black man. 200 years ago, you may have been an Indian. Whatever you are, you might be a product of all three. So you embrace that which you are. Despite how you got here, by love or unusual circumstance, got you here. So these are the things you must understand. I say to the people who are adopted, many a times they have the most difficult task because they lost that connection. However, from the spiritual aspect of things to you in your mind, you will get names, you will get places, you will get clues if you conscience. But you have to believe, and you must have faith and not fear. Many a times in life when recreate tasks or begin to go on journeys, you walk these journeys with those who believe as you believe. There's a lot of distractions out there. So you must put those distractions and give them a blind eye. Because they will prevent you if you are not strong enough. So don't think that you're walking alone because no one appears to be with you physically, but your ancestors are here with you spiritually. Just feel that energy and life force that's around you. These things are very important. So you're never alone. Many a times as I sit in my house, I think sometimes I'm never alone. And I get to the point, I smell my mama's scent. I smell my father's shaving powder. I smell fried chicken cooking in the kitchen. Or I smell some greens and the stove is not on because I know the spirit of my mother is present. Because I'm conscious of that. People, these are the things you have to do when you go on that journey. Vacation with them. Vacation. Take a trip to those old places. You'll be amazed what that visit will do for you. You should never forget them. And many a time, we as a people, especially those in the Negro community, and I tell everybody when I say Negro, I speak to Indians as I do Africans, because in 1682, Virginia decided, if I said it 1,000 times, I'll say it again. In 1682, Virginia decided that Indians and Africans who were in chattel slavery, in servitude, not in amenity with the government, would be called Negro. That's only for the ones that were in slavery. The rest remained African. The rest remained Indian. Well, Chief, I never seen African on the... You haven't looked at all the census. Go look in some areas in South Carolina. Go look in some areas in Georgia. Look in some areas in North Carolina. You will find Africans on the census. It exists. But you will also find Negro. These things are very important. So what you got to understand, when you find an African on the census and you find a Negro on the census in the same location, better look into your old stories or look into that community and see what type of plantations were in the area. Was it an Indian slave plantation in the area? Was it an African plantation? Check it out. Check out the plantation owner. Was he an Indian slave trader? If you find an Indian slave trader and your parents, your ancestors, descend from that plantation, and you see Negro down there, I guarantee you, go look at the bill of sales, and you will find a Uchi Negro, a Choctaw Negro. These you will find. Cuso Negro. Chickasaw Negro. See, what you got to understand with life, that many things that have been written, and some of the tribes are going to be upset with me for saying this, but I really don't care because this is my story. In the earlier times, in earlier days, there were Indian slave raiding wars. And not all tribal members ended up in slavery. Many did. And those tribes that couldn't fulfill the debt to win their people back, they remained sold. So some of all tribes at one point in time were enslaved. So you gotta understand You got to understand this, because this is crucial and this is key. You got to understand these things. Your best genealogist that you can become is understanding and learning history. The more history you learn, the more tuned you are with what happened in life. Learn the colonial history, colonial laws. Study the maps. Study the Indian towns and villages that was renamed, but the people never left. Reclassified the people. Because if they're going to stay in this area, we're going to make them a United States citizen, and now they are colored. These things are very, very important. Don't forget these things. Things are crucial. Knowing your old stories are key. Don't get caught up in the rhetoric out there that you now become anti-African, and many Africans came here. And you don't have any old stories. You don't know your history. Do your homework. You may descend from a mixture of both. Do your homework. I'm never going to fall for any rhetoric that the slave ship didn't happen. And some of the silliest things people say, where are the trees? Well, that's funny. The same trees that built the boat that the white folks was on made it here. So you mean to tell me they made special trees for slave ships, which are no more than merchant ships? People, you have to think and stay away from rhetoric. Please do. On this genealogy journey of ours, we give you colonial facts. And I take the information as it is from the archives. And you read for yourself. There's too much documentation on slavery out here in African game in this country that's been validated. So don't fall for that. There's a misconception of the numbers because people don't understand sometimes the pure Americas and America. But then again, you have to understand and study slavery from the origin of African standpoint, of the Africans engaging in slavery and their relationship with the British and the Portuguese that existed pre-colonial times. When you understand that, then you understand the origin of things. And what do I mean by the origin? You understand then that many of those tribes that came from Africa on the ships are not of African origin. So that's why a lot of you have different DNA that shows up as South Asian or Asian. Better understand it, because they were Asian slaves shipped down to Africa, then shipped up to West Africa, from South Africa, then sold to the Americas. You have to understand convict ships, prison ships, of those prisoners of war, of those warring tribes in Africa, that those slaves didn't come on slave ships. They came here to America on prisoner of war ships. Convict ships. You got to understand this. So you understand this by looking at the trade route and seeing what these ships are. These things are crucial. So I want you to understand that. So as we get back on this journey of vacationing with the ancestors, I just wanted to give you a little of that tonight. I want you to understand something here. Embrace your ancestors. Look at them as they are still with you in the physical by acknowledging the spirit. Go out and clean that cemetery. I'm telling you, do not abandon them. See, religion give us the concept when they're dead, they're done. So once you go out there and have the funeral, 6 months or a year, you don't visit no more. But these are the people that gave you life. You got to do better than that. Go clean now the house that they live in, that body that was here with you in the flesh. Clean around the graves. Give them some fresh flowers. Show the spirit brought you here, generation to generation, that you still love them. Because spirits get lonely too. These are the things, people, you need to do. Don't forget these things. These things are crucial. They are very, very important with life. Forget them not. Don't do that. Because they have the answers you seek. Because one of these days, you're going to venture into that spirit world. And you will become an ancestor. And you don't want to be forgotten. Want to do these things. Many a times when I make my journey back home, I go to all the places my mother and I used to visit. I stop by the fish branch. I stop by this little corner store. Stop where our house was and walk around the yard. I go to the old grocery store I used to go and walk around. Because I'm remembering my mama. I go out when my father used to take me to lay in the field and listen to the voices in the wind. I walk these old grounds. And I go visit every known ancestor I have. I make my rounds. And many a times when you out vacationing with your ancestors and visiting, be careful in the cemetery. But I want you to be careful by taking notice of signs of things. Many times an unknown-looking butterfly might show up. Or there's a cat with a certain look. Or there's a certain bird that just so happened to show up. Many a time, this is a sign. That is your ancestor. That could be your mother, your father, your grandfather, and so forth and so on. Acknowledge these things because they show up sometime in the essence of these things. See, religion doesn't teach you this, but spirituality does. You got to be conscious of these things. Don't neglect these things. These are your life blessings of inspiration that you get. You got to stay conscious of these things. Life and the essence of life is a beautiful thing when you understand. When I say understand, I'm speaking of understanding from within you. There are folks say, I understand. There are folks say, I overstand. I say, understand. Because it's within me. The inner universe is where my ancestral spirit dwells. And I am conscious of it. Because I am a part of them. Things I'm very important. So I want many of you tonight, if you listen, to write down many of the things that I have said. and take notes and do inventory on yourself as it relates to your ancestors, things you want to do. Many a times when you on the journey of the senses, you have to understand what are the codes of the senses in that time. And you're not going to find everything on the population census. You're going to need to look in some government census. Take your time. Go through the hospital records. Even go through the jail records. Because at that time, the law wasn't friendly with Native people nor African people. Nor even some Irish and Scottish who were poor, who was also slaves. And that's something the world needs to get a grip on. It does not talk about the Scottish and Irish slaves. These people were enslaved in this country over 150 years. I don't care if you don't see it in a history book. Go check the colonial records. Go check the archives. See who some of these runaway slaves were. Scottish and Irish, they were white. There's a lot of history in this country that has been totally omitted or disregarded. Me, as a genealogist and as a historian, and who takes the forensic road, I point these things out to you. This is how we heal the world. Whoever decided to write the book, they took one side. Up until 30 or 40 years ago, for the most part, everything written about Native Americans was written by Europeans who wrote people out of history. See, when it comes to winning war, you can win a war by propaganda. Just write the book and say you won. Nobody else is writing a book. You won. Got to understand this. So as a Native American, now it's time for us to go into the archives of things and write and tell our own stories of what happened. Because we didn't get a fair share of the writings, especially the Indians. I take it to heart . These things are very important. Don't let no one tell you otherwise that they're not. Your family history is important. Your family, the individuals that you are a part of, are unique within themselves. And there will never be anybody else who will walk this earth like them. And there's nobody else who will walk in your shoes. We're all uniquely people. That's why we all should be respected upon one another. Crucial? This is important. We should learn to respect things. Even when we have a disagreement, we respect certain things. We respect people. We respect circumstances. We respect conditions. Even when we don't like us, when we respect them, we save ourselves from harm and danger. If it's no more than a verbal conflict. These things are crucial and important. And you should remember these things. This journey is a journey of love. There is no greater walk that I have taken in my 48 years of living than this genealogy journey that my ancestors placed me on. And I am free by knowing who I am and what I am and how forth I came. I don't deal with DNA. I deal with my history of knowing who my people are. DNA will throw you a curveball. Yeah, technology has changed. It will throw you a curveball. Learn your genealogy. Study the anthropology of your people. Tie those two together. Learn to become an amateur archaeologist. Because that old rifle or that old pin, that's an artifact of your ancestor. Those old clothing, those are your artifacts. Preserve them. Don't let nobody tell you anything other than that. As a whole, the African American people don't do too well with preserving their ancestor history. Because after someone dies, everything that they got, to the most part, that you don't want, you throw it in the trash can. Or you take it down to the Goodwill. What are you preserving for yourself? What are you preserving for your children and their children and their children and so forth and so on? What living legacy are you leaving? Most time you leave nothing. Start creating the trail. Because 200 years from now, they're going to be talking about you. What is left? What did you preserve from 100 years or 75 years ago? Nothing. Got to get into the habit of these things. And as you take this journey of vacationing with your ancestors, you become conscious of all these things. And you respect these things, and you long to do these things. These are the things that you must do. It's crucial, and it's very important. When you're at home alone, talk to your ancestors in spirit. Mama, daddy, they hear you. Don't just think, see, I need you to get it out of your mind that because they're not here in the physical, they don't exist. I'm sorry, you don't see air. It exists. You breathe it. Show me air, unless you see it floating something. Air is the most important thing that we have, but it's less talked about. Somebody choke you, you won't last 2 or 3 minutes, because the oxygen has left your body. But it's less respected. Life force that is in you and I. Water come next. Food is next. You got to pay very close attention to these things. I don't see the wind blow, but you feel it. You know what direction it's blowing by looking at the trees and the branches of the trees, or which way they're blowing. You know which way it's blowing if you go outside and get in the midst of it. You see the effects of it. But air is invisible. And just like the wind, it is just like your ancestors. They are here. And the effects from their spirit will be displayed upon you. See, there's one thing about the spirit world. It can reside in many places at the same time. These things are very important, people. Don't let no one tell you otherwise at all. This is a beautiful journey. I personally wouldn't trade nothing for it in the world. I continue to practice my craft of being a historian and a genealogist, because I have a love of it. And when you put love into something, you have given it the greatest boost of energy you could ever give it. Love. Whatever you do, love doing it. I don't care if it's getting up, walking around your house. Love walking around your house. Love getting up, stretching in the morning. Love. I learned from my grandmother Etha, and I vacationed with her too. I remember as a child, my grandmother loved the fact that she did not own a TV, didn't want it. Did not own a radio, didn't want it. Didn't have electricity in her house. She loved that because she used the candle. The radiation from the TV and the radio gave her a headache, so Big Mama didn't want it. You recall a Big Mama, and my grandmama wasn't no more than about 4'11 and 85 pounds. But because she was the matriarch. These things are very important. Well, y'all call her Big Mama. That ain't all African. That's Native too. Better understand. Know your history. See, the Native American slave trade in the Carolinas took on the characteristics of the African slave trade. The officials made no distinction between Indian and African because of chattel slavery. They were no more than Negroes to them. So you got to understand these things. It's key. My grandmother didn't want it. She didn't desire it. She could go outside and tell you it was going to rain a week before it rained. It would start thundering and lightning, and she would go to chanting, and it would calm down. These are the life experiences that I reminisce on. And when you bring these experiences back, you wake up the consciousness and the spirits of your ancestors, because now you're thinking of them. You're bringing them back to conscience. You are raising them from the grave. Let no one tell you otherwise. No one tell you otherwise. This journey has been a wonderful one. Five is having a very good year. I'm having a good year. Telling our life experiences, traveling, meeting new people, sharing who we are. I couldn't think of a greater badge to wear other than honoring my mother and father, who are now my ancestors. Each of us have our own life experiences to share. But when you do it in honesty. You don't have to go out here and try to attach yourself to anybody else's heritage or try to steal somebody else's heritage and make it yours. Learn who your people are. Embrace them. Whether they're African, whether they're Indian, whether they're white, or they might could be all three. These are the things you need to do and understand. You can't make your ancestors something they're not by you trying to fix something you're not. It's not going to get any good from it. You will fail. Because it is not them that you are trying to be. You lose your dignity by doing that. You lose whatever little self-respect you have by doing that. Be who you are. These things are very important. Very important. And I can sit here and be proud to be a Yuchi Negro. Because that's what they call my people who have no known African ancestry, none whatsoever. And I'm fine with that. Because we are Tohola, children of the sun. And we've been on the Savannah River for over thousands of years. We didn't migrate anywhere. We've been right here all the time. But there are other Yuchis in other locations. But the Savannah River Band, people of the Ogeechee and the Savannah River, the Water Clan, the Owl Clan, we're still here. Through years of trials and tribulations, the Yuchi is still on the Savannah River. And the legacy I have in my hands, I cherish it to all eternity. So I say to you, embrace yours, reverend your family, do your homework, take a vacation with your ancestors. And journey down that genealogy trail and learn who they are. I don't have any callers on tonight, so I'm going to leave you guys. And I want to thank you for listening in tonight. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week. So in the words of my ancestors, he throw hay, which means best wishes. And I will say good night to all of you. Take care. Bye-bye.